This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Protests continued Monday as demonstrators demand criminal justice reforms and measures to address racial inequities. Protesters marched on the U.S. state of Georgia Capitol in Atlanta today, an event planned before a police officer shot dead Rayshard Brooks outside a fast food restaurant in Atlanta Friday. The killing was the latest in a string of deaths of African Americans that have prompted nationwide protests seeking to address police misconduct and systemic racism. A medical examiner has ruled Brooks's death a homicide. Delegates attending the 43rd session of the UN Human Rights Council will hold an urgent debate Wednesday on alleged systemic racism and police brutality in the United States. Tragic events unfolded May 25th in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. The police killing of African-American George Floyd, triggering a wave of civil unrest unseen in the U.S. since the 1968 assassination of civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr., and it led to Wednesday's urgent debate. This is only the fifth time in the UN Human Rights Council's 14-year history such an event will take place. In a new ruling, the United States Supreme Court delivered a historic victory Monday for LGBT rights, ruling a landmark federal law forbidding workplace discrimination protects gay and transgender employees. The justices decided gay and transgender people are protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, as well as race, color, national origin, and religion. The court's ruling comes days after the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump announced a rollback of guidance implemented under President Barack Obama to protect trans people from discrimination in health care. For more on these top stories of the day or any news of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.